Hello, well, welcome to Hammerdown! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Hey, baby, Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He is a Canadian sensation. He is also a bearded wonder.
Good day
to you. Saya, how are you? Good. Nikki Skates, how are ye?
How we doing?
Good, you?
You know what, Tony? I woke up this morning, and I was going to be singing the blues. I was going to be sad. I was going to be down in the dumps because I have stunk lately. I'll just say it flat out, just getting my teeth kicked in left and right.
Okay.
You know what? It's been a good day.
Hell yeah.
And the future is bright.
Future is bright.
It's a big slate tonight.
Come on.
Huge slate tonight.
We got to turn it around at some point. It's going to happen. We're going to stay positive.
Let's go. We don't do negatives anymore.
Well.
Because two double negatives is double negative.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of my whole thing, though.
That was sweet.
So at some point, it's going to have to come out.
That's what I've been telling you all this time.
Oh,
you actually, you two sitting two feet apart, you two double negatives.
Well, I'm
don't
not nearly as negative as this
positive,
guy.
Okay.
I've been positive as hell lately. I've been grinning like the butcher's dog.
Everyone was saying it yesterday.
I was grinning like the butcher's dog all day and night.
Okay. Mitt.
Mitt stinks.
Whoa. I mean, I'm just not on right now.
You know what?
Come on.
As a man who lives on Twitter, I need Mitt to have a good night because now they're attacking me.
Yeah, I
don't
know,
make me bet fucking NBA, Mitt. I'm not doing it.
I reset my fucking strategy because I've
fucking
been having a bad
over
stretch.
Gang. Over gang didn't come through. No.
And the one game I bet the under on, it was like 240 points in the total game.
It happens, Mitt. I haven't been great this week either, Paul.
Hey, but actually, I got a new strategy. We got the hat back on. I realized I haven't been wearing
a hat. Okay,
there
it is. I was going to say, Mitt has a solution to his problems.
Fucking hat, Mitt.
He's been not wearing a hat.
His hair does look sweet, though.
That's what I think was the problem.
You should never put product in your hair ever.
Here's the situation. Maybe, just maybe, Mitt needs to dye his hair blonde again.
That hurt, honestly.
No shit, you fucking
hurt your brain?
Probably.
You only had to do the top. You didn't have to do your skin.
I do things full go. Just like today, I'm going full go. We got a full slate of NBA. Let's go. I'm pumped, actually. I'm not in a bad mood. Yesterday, I was in a bad mood. Today, great mood. I'm going to come back. I'm due. I'm super due.
Okay.
All
right. I love the positivity.
I love the positivity
from the kid. I'm also changing things up.
Oh, jeez.
For the rest of the week.
What are you doing?
I'm only betting on games that are in conference tournaments. I'm done betting these fucking... last one or two games of the regular season, these teams are just waiting to get to their conference tournaments. You can't trust them. I'm done with it. So I'm only betting on teams tonight that are in conference tournaments. Does that make sense to you?
Sure.
I mean, today's Thursday, so I know you're going to be fucking firing them off.
I'm going to do it every night. What are we talking about?
This show's going to be we're going to try to be entertaining. And good gamblers.
Yeah, impossible.
Is that legal?
I don't think it is.
Is that legal?
Heard it wasn't. So
what was that about?
We're gonna try to do the impossible.
What is that about?
I don't know.
What was the issue? What was he wanting? Was he wanting entertainment or he was just wanting winners?
No, winners. Just winners.
Oh.
Which I kind of respect.
So do I.
We want winners too.
Yeah.
We've always wanted winners.
He wants to know how we've done lately,
which like you don't have to pull out your numbers. We know they're good. I know what you were doing there.
What is he? I'm just confused on what he wants.
Yeah, you're not you actually talk about your losses as well. I guess other people don't. I think that was his big thing.
So I get that a lot, but
what?
Here's the thing: I'm not gonna cut clips when I go fucking 1-5. If people want the videos of fucking losing picks, I mean, if that's what the people want, I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. We talk about every day we come on here and say we either stunk or we were good.
Okie dokie.
Come on.
Okie dokies. Let's fucking do it. Bruce, can I get an update on the golf, please?
Kokrak's playing like shit.
Oh, no. I vouch for this fucking guy.
Oh, for real, Bruce?
Lefty.
He was dogging me today because three of my guys are 1, 2, 3 right now in Rory, Bo Hostler, and Bill Zalatoris. And Bruce is like, well, you picked 18 guys. You picked the entire field. That's what's going to happen. I fucking
got you, dude.
You back or the chair, dude. Whatever one you want. Okay? Welcome to the Underdog.
Oh, no.
Can we get a golf update? What's going on? Lefty. Max Homa's upper. Oh. Vince Turn off McMahon, your notifications, Tone.
Vince McMahon, the lefty. What a day.
The biggest update is that John Rahm is +2.
Oh, no.
Who's turn. In the lead?
In the lead is Rory McIlroy.
Roars went low today.
That's 7 under. Rory. Tearing it up. He eagled the 16th, which is seems like a must if you want to be in contention.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's wide open with Rahm kind of struggling. He also... Rahm just missed, like, basically a tap-in.
I saw that fucking tappy-tapperoo.
Yeah, he did a little 2 taps on about a 1 foot, maybe less putt. But our guys are looking good. Will Zalatoris.
Sure, Bill's looking good.
4 under, that's the best of them.
What's in the lead? What's the
7 under? But 7. Seconds at 5.
Was this an easy course?
No,
it's fairly challenging. It's all about the wind coming over the water, because then they got to go around, obviously.
Any live... live bets for round 2?
I think wait for now.
Okay.
I think Rory sets up as a nice fade. So, you know, all those guys that are
fade roars.
Are
fade
4 roars. Under, 5 under, you know, pick whoever you like.
Yeah, the odds are going to be good. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce. Though. Let's fucking go.
Let's go, Bill's outdoors.
Bruce. Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce. Lefty. Good jacket.
Good job, dude.
It's a shame you didn't buy the Tacovas to go with it, but that's for another day. Johnny Sheeran's not on today.
Didn't want to talk at my last again.
Well, we didn't know. Obviously, fucking Vince could have been who knows how long. So,
Papa Vince.
That was awesome, by the way.
Fucking sweet, dude.
Can't wait to fucking whoever Pat's going up against. Fucking
good luck.
Huge favorite, I assume.
Fucking end of career, dude.
All right. Let's go with the NCAA basketball. Let's start there. Okay. To be honest, my computer crashed earlier, so I don't really have the notes, but I do have the picks.
What the fuck is going on?
It was a real goddamn shame, but I have the picks. And I can kind of remember upstairs why I was going with it.
All right.
But most likely not. If we're being 100% positive, I could try to do it. We'll see. I mean, we'll fucking see. I mean, who cares? I fucking stink anyways.
This fucking show, dude.
Come on. Fuck. How many you got?
Tough.
We got to fight through them. It's a tough time of year. It's a tough time of year. We'll fight through it. Who you got? Or what? How many you got?
I got a 15 piece.
Jesus Christ, all these golf bets. It's hard to find my fucking 15. Yeah, Why don't you start then?
Have you seen the slate for tomorrow, dude? We got nothing tomorrow.
There should be. There's still conference tournaments going.
Is there?
Yeah.
Check it out.
Is there not? Is there not? Okay, go ahead.
I'm taking Hartford money line at home versus UMass Lowell.
Okay.
Hawks are good as a favorite. Good at home.
Do another one. Fucking give me another one.
Kinesis.
Oh, Kinesis. I saw that. I almost took them. They're hot.
+2 versus Marist.
Ooh.
Covered 7 of 10. Covered 5 straight as a dog. Covered 6 of 8 home games. Give me the Golden Griffins +2.
I am on a team that I was on the other night. They didn't cover the 11. Tonight they're pups. Their second game of the conference tournament, Florida Gulf Coast University is +3 at Bellarmine.
Ooh, Bellarmine.
FGCU, 8-2 in their last 10. Bellarmine, 6-4 in their last 10. FGCU, 21-10 overall. Bellarmine, 17-13. FGCU 5-2-1 ATS lasso last 8 overall. Bellarmine 2-5-1 ATS to last 8 overall. 0-5 ATS in their last 5 home games. 0-4 ATS their last 4 as a home fave. Florida Gulf Coast on the road. But they are puppies. So we will see.
All right.
Okay.
Oakland getting 4.5 at Wright State.
You son of a bitch.
You're on Wright State? Oakland hasn't been good late. I just think there's too many points.
Oakland couldn't fucking cover against Ooey Pooey. You can't
don't fucking carry over, dude.
Well, I know they don't carry over. I'm just...
You fucking laid 23 points.
Oakland does have a better record.
Keep that to yourself.
Wright State 7-3 in their last 10.
Yeah. They're at home. Feels like too many points.
I had like so many good notes about fucking the matchups and stuff like that. And here we are.
Stay off fucking certain websites on there.
Fucking. So if you guys didn't understand that there, Gumpy is on Oakland. I'm on Wright State. Head to head.
All right. Illinois State, moneyline versus Indiana State.
Okay.
Illinois State, 11-6 at home. Indiana State, 2-11 on the road, my friend.
Go ahead. Throw another one out there.
Whew, jeez.
What do you got? What are we doing here?
Lehigh.
Okay.
Moneyline.
Who are they against?
What's that?
Who are they playing?
Just the team they should beat. Mountain Hawks covered 4 or 5 as a home favorite.
What the fuck's going on here?
Fairfield -3.5 versus Rider. Favorite in this matchup covered 4 or 5. Rider 4-10 on the road.
Give me a second.
Go ahead.
I gotta look something up.
Play an Army. Fuck off.
You son of a bitch.
Jesus Christ.
We're back to this.
Why, what do you want from
me? We're back to this, dude.
Trying to fucking get us out of a ride here. Jesus Christ, dude.
Did I miss what I think he just did?
Hey, if that's what it takes to turn this show around, I'll fucking fight the bullet.
I think that's what we need to get back to the raw edge we used to have before.
There wasn't enough hate on this show.
You're right.
Bring it back. Go ahead.
What are you doing?
Although doing that in a time like this,
I knew that was really coming. I was waiting for that to come.
You know, just a little decor. Read the room, maybe.
Fucking Lee. I think Lehigh might have been a military institute at some point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lipscomb plus 11.5.
He's gone the other way.
You're on Liberty?
No, take a big dog. No.
Lipscomb plus the 11.5. Okay. They're 4-0 ATS in their last 4. 4-0 ATS their last 4 road games. Liberty. 1-7 ATS their last 8 overall. 1-7 ATS their last 8 is a favorite. 0-5 ATS, their last 5 is a home fave. All 0-5 right. ATS in the last 5 home games. Give me the 11.5. I'm not saying Lipscomb's going to win, or do they even need to win?
Just gotta cover.
They just got to cover that 11.5.
Tennessee State plus 2.5 at Southeast Missouri.
Tennessee State plus
2.5. They've covered 7 of 8, covered 4 of 5 as a dog.
I think I thought about taking them. I was on them the other night.
Morgan State plus 1.5 at Copping State. Okay. Road team covered 5 straight. Bears covered 4 of 5. UCF, money line at Tulane. Road team in this matchup won 6 straight.
Yeah, that one's got it. You want me to go?
How many do you got left?
2.
I'll keep going. Grambling, plus 1.5 at Alabama A&M.
Cool.
Tigers covered 5 straight road games. 5 straight as a dog.
Okay.
6 straight overall.
Cool.
I'm fucking doing it. I'm back on Iowa. 2.5.
That's the side tonight.
At Michigan.
If I was to take it, I'm not.
Hawkeyes covered 5 of 7.
I am on Purdue Fort Wayne. They are playing the University of Illinois Chicago.
The UIC.
PF Dub is 6-point favorites. They're 9-1 in their last 10. They're 13-2 at home. 8-2 ATS. 9-4 ATS at home. UIC's not terrible. They're not terrible. Maybe it was a matchup thing that I liked more in this one. You know, everything got deleted, so who am I to fucking say? What
the fuck?
What are you talking about? What's up? I was trying to log in to see if I could find why I took this fucking bet.
This is all time. This is great.
hold on. I got it. I'm almost there. All right. I'm almost fucking there. Let's take see here. Oh, here it is. Purdue Fort Wayne. Percentage of their points from three. They're 22nd in the nation. They're 43rd in three-point percentage. Illinois-Chicago is 328 in the country versus three. Not a good matchup for them there. So I will be taking Purdue 14, Fort Wayne.
Montana, Moneyline versus Northern Colorado. Mm-hmm. Montana 14-1 at home, my friend.
It's pretty good.
Portland State, Moneyline at Idaho. Vikings won 5 of 6 road games, covered 7 of 10. Utah Valley getting 6.5 at Grand Canyon.
Okay.
Grand Canyon, very good. Utah Valley, 7-3 ATS, their last 10. I like them to cover here.
Okay.
Ooh, I hate this. I'm laying 4 with Oregon at Washington. Road team in this matchup's covered 6 of 8.
I am taking Coastal Carolina minus the 5 against Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern. 1-4 ATS, their last 5 overall. 0-4 is a dog. Coastal 4-1 is a fave. 4-1 ATS in the last 5 overall. Pretty good matchup for them too as well. So I will take Coastal in that matchup.
Pretty good. CS Fullerton.
Okay.
Moneyline versus UC Riverside.
Okay.
Titans won 5 of 7 home games.
Okay.
And then I'm laying 3.5 with San Diego at home against Pepperdine. Pepperdine has not won on the road all year. They are 0-13, my friend.
Okay, that's not good.
That is all.
That's not good at all.
That is all.
All right, let me see what I got here. Sorry, it was a scrambled day. That's on me. Florida Gulf Coast plus the 3 at Bellarmine. Lipscomb plus 11.5 at Liberty. Wright State minus the 4.5 at home against Oakland. Purdue Fort Wayne minus the 6.5 versus Illinois Chicago, and Coastal minus the 5 against Georgia Southern.
Hartford money line, Kinesis plus 2, Oakland plus 4.5, Illinois State money line, Lehigh money line, Fairfield minus 3.5, Tennessee State plus 2.5, Morgan State plus 1.5, UCF money line, Grambling plus 1.5, Iowa plus 2.5, Montana money line, Portland State money line, Utah Valley plus 6.5, Oregon minus 4, CS Fullerton money line, San Diego minus 3.5.
Okie dokie. Let's move. Good luck.
Good luck.
Let's move to the ice.
Yes.
Fucking nice.
Yes.
What nice a night tonight. On the fucking ice what tonight.
A fucking slate.
I'm rolling with 4 on the ice tonight.
4, okay.
4, what are you thinking?
I
how
only
many?
Got 3. I'm happy.
You got a flat piece nugget.
Woo! Get it started, Roldy.
Well, I was thinking, you know, people always say it's the Gumpy a lot, and I thought maybe this is the strategy I would take. Instead of making a lot of picks, maybe just make a few guaranteed winners.
Oh, yeah. Just two team parlay guarantee.
Just guarantee it.
Okay. Well, I can't guarantee it, but what? I will look at just a few games here.
Okay. We'll just, okay.
Just two teamer.
Pens and Lightning?
I'm not going to touch that. You got a pick on that?
No, I do not.
Okay.
That one seems too. It's too.
Actually,
too,
I'm too in, down the middle. I'm in play for a pair tonight too.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be. I'm very interested and excited to watch this Pens game. We'll see how these teams match up. The Lightning are basically the class of the league.
They are.
And Pens, Jari's going to go, so it looks like they're going to be. You know, all systems go here. We'll see.
You going to lay the 400 of the Panthers?
That's good. I will loss. Not be touching the Panthers with Big Bob either against the Sens. I got 3 picks, like I said. I'm looking at the Minnesota Wild going into Philadelphia to take on the Flyers. I like the Wild minus 120 on the 60-minute money line to win in regulation.
Okay. Not on that one. Okay. How about Carolina and Washington?
I'm on Carolina and Washington. I'm going to take the Canes minus 126 on the money line. Again, another road team. But they're playing much better than Washington lately. Washington has played poorly. I know we just lost with the Canes. That was tough.
Yeah, but the bounce back. I'm on the Canes too.
Jeez.
I'm not taking the Caps again until that team shows me they can win during these times. You got
to see something. They're rolling with Vitek Vanacek tonight, I believe, in net. And Freddie Anderson will be in for the Canes. I like that goaltending matchup. Although I think Anthony Mantha is cleared, and I don't know if he's going to play tonight, but I just saw that come
Anth Month?
Dr. Mantha.
What's saying? Anth Month is coming back?
Anth Month is possible.
All right, so we're both on the Canes there. Pal, you on the Canes with us?
Nothing.
Okay, good talk.
I'm not as high on the Canes as everyone else is. Fuck off, dude.
What about this next game? Yeah.
The Cougars. Nothing screams, let's get back on track, like taking three road teams. Minus
104. Team Ray!
What's your next pick, Tony? Tell me you're on the Oilers again.
No, no. I'm on the Hurricanes, the Canucks, and the Coilers!
I knew it. I didn't have the guts to take four road teams, but I love that you do. I love that you're on it.
How do you know my fourth one's a fucking road
team? No, you know what I mean, though.
Yeah, I got you.
Let's see. Montreal, Calgary, not going to touch that one. That's a big boy. And Arizona, Colorado, not going to touch that. That's also a big boy. And there's one other one here on this slate that is very, very intriguing. The Boston Bruins going into Vegas to take on the Golden Knights.
Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, Animal Coin!
I know who I want it to be.
Me too. Do I say something? The Bruins are going to the Knights! Bruins are minus 108. I think the Knights are
Swayman is,
minus 118.
Swayman is unbelievable on the road, isn't it?
Oh, no. Bruins will.
Oh, no.
He's showing respect for the coin. Please
show. Bruins!
Show respect for the coin. Cap.
The Bruins will be heads. The Vegas Golden Knights will be tails. And the flip. Heads.
Bruins!
I'm not going
to eat it.
I'm not doing it.
You lose.
Fuck you guys. Fuck you guys.
Woo!
Hey, what's the fuck?
Go Bees!
Give me Jackie Ace's 2+ goals. Kick to the back seat of the window.
Love being on the same side as the coin. I'm also on the Bees. Anyone else?
This game was a game that people in this room might have already picked which side they were on. Starts with Sway and ends with Man. Maybe the guys don't trust Vegas' goalie. Maybe they think Boston's better. The coin has chosen the Boston Bruins money line.
Since Ty mentioned it, Jackie Aces to score 2+ goals would be plus 1,100.
That's
good value. Jack to score the first goal plus 1,300.
Okay.
Pasta score the first goal plus 1,000.
Fucking Stoner in or out?
Stoner, I believe, is out. Marchand will be plus 1,200. Some good odds on the goals there, boys.
All right. So you're not taking that one. That one was a coin one.
That was a coin one, yeah, but I ride with the coin, so ipso facto, I am taking
team ride.
The Bruins. I was on the Bruins.
Team ride. Yeah. With the coin.
Well, it's always a team ride with the coin.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Good luck to you tonight.
Good luck to you. We need a fucking knight.
I'm a fucking knight, boys. Man, are you ready to bounce back after what happened yesterday?
It's not like I went 0-for, dude. Come on.
Not talking about that.
It's not the betting we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. No, I really do get just my brain, and I think the listeners of this show know this. My brain gets really jumbled, and Tony asked me a question of a game that I really didn't even look at because I knew that Devin Booker was going to be out, and then I...
Guess what? The Suns won by 30, by the way.
Yeah, and they didn't even really warm up, actually.
Okay. So, I won't ask you about games you're not prepared for. They're fucking ducking here, dude. I won't ask you about any games if you're not prepared for. What do you want? What are you on tonight, Mitt?
All right, you know what? We're gonna start it out. We got Kevin Durant coming back.
Why,
he's not on the injury report. He's playing tonight. We got Brooklyn at home. Miami is going into Brooklyn.
Back to back.
Yeah, and they just lost a tough one.
That was a tough one. They probably should have won that game.
Yeah, the under should have fucking hit. But we got Brooklyn tonight. Right now they're at -1.5.
Line has us flipped, huh?
Yeah, it has significantly moved. I took it this morning at +2.5. I would hit it at the money line if you're going to take it now. Kevin Durant's coming back, dude. This has all the makings of a great game.
Here's something interesting.
Yes.
They were +2.5 this morning.
Yes, sir.
They're -1.5 now.
Yes.
Even though 63% of the money and 66% of the bets are on Miami.
Ooh, I am looking at 59% of the money is on Brooklyn. With 65% of the bets. Maybe I'm on the wrong website.
I mean, I'm kind of getting mine straight from FanDuel. You can click on stats and it shows where money's at. So.
Oh, that's just the FanDuel. I'm on a different website that has all the books, actually.
Different one. Fucking hit.
What are you going to say? You're going to say something about
it? How come we always forget how good Kevin Durant is?
Oh, here we go.
I'm honestly curious. I don't.
I do. I really do this.
But why? Like,
because he's out a lot.
Yeah, like, dude, I mean, I'm wearing a Lakers hat. I think Anthony Davis stinks right now because he doesn't play. He's only
got that one ship.
I hope he gets another one this year.
Get him another one of these.
Fucking crowning the Sixers after 3 games.
Not me.
Played the fucking Knicks, dude. Give it a rest.
Good ball club.
They were last year.
They were a good ball club last year.
Then they got Fournier.
All right, man. What else we got?
Okay. We're gonna go into Boston here. This seems like another giant trap game with Memphis getting +2 at Boston. Memphis is super hot right now. Jaws super hot.
Jaylen Brown's
out. Celtics.
Yeah, and the Celtics.
Jaylen Brown's out.
Jaylen Brown is out, so it does seem like the ultimate trap game. That's why I'm going the other side here, Tony. I'm going with the Boston Celtics -2.5 at home. Bet.
Smart. I think that, you know what?
It's a good bet.
The kid has his hat back on.
It's a good bet.
Hell yeah.
He's making a lot of sense.
It's a good bet.
Hell yeah. And, Tony, we got 62% of the bets and on the Grizz, but 59% of the money on the Celtics. Let's go. We're going with the high money here. There
you go. Okay, what else you got?
I gotta go back out again. Oh, we got Golden State +2 going into Dallas. Oof.
That's a stinky line too.
Yeah, tonight is the stinkiest worst lines in the NBA. So this isn't the greatest night to try and have an awesome get back night, but you know what? We're here. We're making
picks.
You're
gonna do it, kid.
Yeah, I mean, we got 62% of the bets going on the Dallas Mavericks. We got 62% of the money going on the Warriors, though, Tony, so we're following the big money here again. We're back on this strategy. This worked well at the beginning of the year. I found some teams that I liked from this, and then I rode with them all the way up till the All-Star break. It hasn't panned out lately, so we're resetting the strategy here.
Okay.
I think I got one more, Tony.
Okay. So, no, go ahead, pal. I wasn't stopping you.
Let's go, dude.
Got over the breathing. Lakers play tonight?
The Lakers have lost to the Clippers. I think it's 6 in a row. It might be 8 in a row.
Oh, no, dude. Let me check. Hold on.
It's
I can get that information for you.
Tyronn Lue said they didn't even watch film last night.
Keep talking, but fucking, I'm going to.
They knew they were going to beat them so bad. I'll give you the
fucking information. Where's the head-to-head box?
Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing.
Lakers are 1-6 ATS in the last 7 meetings.
They lost 6 straight against the Clips. Reggie Jackson is their father.
Yikes.
Yeah, basically, and the Lakers have hit the under. They've gone into overtime in, I think, 2 of these games. They've hit the under in the last 4 games. It's at 220 right now. I don't think it should be that high. I'm hitting the under in this game. And, yeah, I'm going to sprinkle. Not really a sprinkle. I'm going to throw Lakers money line. I have to. It's a get right game for, or it's a get right night for me. It's a get right night for LeBron and my Lakers.
It's funny how your cold streak has coincided with the Lakers' cold streak.
See, that's kind of bullshit because I haven't been really betting on the Lakers this year.
I know, no, I'm just saying. Like, but we also we were talking about it earlier today. It's not really hype boy season because it's after the All-Star break.
It's kind of cold,
kind of chilly out. I mean, you're pretty far away from the playoffs. Same with college basketball. I mean, these guys are just waiting for the tournament for hype boy season. Like, hype boys kind of struggle during this time of year.
Hype boys are starving this time of year, Tony. But we just had to reset the strategy, dude. We just got to figure out who's hype for these games.
Smart.
Best bet is the one you're comfortable with. That's what we always say.
Yeah, I'm super comfortable tonight. And I'm super due. See, this is a perfect night for me. This perfect is all storm. Adding up.
This is the perfect storm. But Marky you know Bird. How you know what happened to Marky Mark in the perfect storm.
Don't go there.
I don't know.
You know what happened to George Clooney in the
perfect storm. Don't do that.
Come on, Tony.
Why did I mean that?
Wait, Tony, what are you talking about?
Not have one survive. I guess it was based on true, right?
Yeah.
Crushing defeat.
Crushing defeat.
Tomorrow in footy.
Okay.
I got Sevilla money line at even money against Deportivo Alaves.
Good team.
I love Sevilla. And then Lyon money line at Lorient. Lyon has been struggling, but I think they get a dub here against Lorient.
Tell you what. See the bottom of the table, pal, and fucking Premier?
Yeah.
They raised
yeah,
there.
It's fucking... There's a reason why everyone's firing their coaches.
They raised
it's fucking there. Panic time.
Now...
What?
He's a Pittsburgh guy, kind of, so I'm not going to say anything bad. He's a good guy, too. Good kid. But... Let me take a look here. I'm going to see if the hand size changed any of the odds for...
Oh, yeah, it's Malik Willis. Fucking top of the table.
He is.
Malik Willis?
Malik Willis is now the favorite to go number one.
What's Pickett at now?
Malik is plus 110. Kenny Pickett plus 150.
That's fucking hysterical.
I thought it. I knew it.
I mean...
If
you think you're getting outsmarted by the book, just look at that.
Yeah, well, the book... Johnny Sheeran has told us many times things like the draft and stuff like that.
No clue.
We know just as much as they do. So you got a decent chance of making some money there. But yeah, Malik Willis is now the favorite to go to be the first quarterback off the board.
Hell yeah.
That's hilarious. Okay.
It's a good show.
Great show.
Try and be.
I think we attempted to give winners.
Tomorrow we will.
We also attempted to be entertaining.
If you guys want one or the other, let us know too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Right?
Yeah, vote.
Like if you just want...
You guys vote in the chat now.
Yeah. Entertaining or winners.
Or we can attempt to do both.
I want to do both.
I like to do both.
Every day I put my fucking work boots on to do both.
I put on my... I've went away from the steel toes. I've went more with the molded.
That's
because
for sure.
I've been...
Composite?
The composite.
Yeah, that's great.
I've been,
heard those are better.
No, yeah, well, I've been carrying... a lot of...
they're not Red Wings.
Refrigerators around, and I figured if I drop a refrigerator on my steel toes, it might cut my toes off, but...
If they're not Red Wings,
the composite will just smash my toes. Chat's saying both, so...
Both?
We'll attempt to do both.
We'll keep doing both.
Thank you, chat.
Thank you, chat.
I thought we were going to be positive today. Why are we ending positive on this?
What do you mean?
We're just asking the chat what they want.
Okay.
What's this guy
doing? He doing?
I'm just saying, being positive today. We're all winning every single bet today.
Jacob Flores can't read that.
What?
This guy, Jacob Flores, sent in something, but I can't read it. For some reason, it's fuzzy.
Cam Newton.
It's weird. What?
Do you do the Cam Newton?
I don't know. I just couldn't read it because it was fuzzy.
Oh. It's a good show.
It's a good show.
It's a good show.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Next Friday.
Oh, we'll be early tomorrow. Pat show's 11-1 on YouTube. We will be going 2:15.
Hell yeah.
2:15 p.m. Hammer. Done. Tomorrow. Picks Friday. Chat, I love you.
Chat, I love you.
People who listen, who aren't in the chat.
We love you.
Hell yeah. People who listen to the podcast, love you.
Hell yeah.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad.